What did they used to call that? That kind of grass and stuff that would grow up between the cotton. You know, they usually cut hoed out or something.
I don't know.
Or is there just a general word you use for something like that, or?
I don't know about garden. You get a lot of Johnson grass and and what kind
of your weeds?
Yes, more than some weed grass. Trying to think of some other kind of grass I get in my. I have to keep out from my corn and stuff when I have my garden, and I can't think of it right now, but I want to.
Okay.
Used to have a aggravating.
Yeah.
Hit for nothing.
So you used to have a what would you call a big area of land, you know, where the cows would go out and graze?
Pasture.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Would you call anything else other than a pasture? Or
never have.
Would you call a field or something like that?
No. Always been pasture.
Okay. Did you ever have, like, something that was smaller than a pasture, you know, where you grow, like a small garden for yourself, or
garden.
Mm-hmm.
Just garden all the time.
Did you ever grow tobacco?
No.
Oh, that's good. I don't need these things. Okay. What kind of fences did you use down on your farm?
Barbed wire.
All barbed wire.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see those white fences made out of wood, little point things on the top? Or pointed, you know, go up and then point.
I know what you're talking about. I've seen them, but we never had them.
Mm-hmm.
Most of ours was barbed wire. Now, we did have some wooden fence, just the fence post with old wood, you know, crossed it, and then we fed
it. Was it like this, you know, kind of zigzag?
No, it was straight, straight as could be, you know.
What, did you ever have a name for it? Those wooden fences?
Just wooden fence.
Good old wooden fence?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was kind of costly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it took a lot of time and all the, you know, the boys up and so a lot simpler and easier to string barbed wire.
Did, have you ever heard somebody call it like a picket fence or?
Oh, I've heard picket fence, but I've never known it to be a picket fence.
Never had a
No. I've always known as far as a picket fence like that would be around the house or something.
Mm-hmm.
Picket fence.
Okay. Did you always have barbed wire fences, or did you have any other kind of wire fence?
No, just barbed wire. And a lot of, well, now we stringing at the farm. We, you know, after a few years, barbed wire deteriorate, and we're stringing hog wire along the bottom with two strands of barbed wire above it.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're using.
What's hog wire? I've never heard of that.
Oh, you've seen that. It's just wire, stands all about 4 foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like squares in it with the wire, you know. Just,
oh, yeah.
That's what we call hog wire.
Okay, let's see. Tell me, how do you build a barbed wire fence?
How you build it?
Yeah, I mean, steps and
putting
one up.
Now you gotta have some fence post up first.
Mm-hmm.
When you get your fence post up, you just start at one end of it, and what you call stretch your barbed wire. You have a thing you go so far and put it on the post and, and tighten it, and go back and nail it up, go on down. And just depending on how many strands you want to put up, you just put them about a foot apart.
Mm-hmm.
Some people go farther than that.
Yeah. Does stuff tear up your hands?
No, you better use gloves on it. If it gets away from you, it'll wrap around you and sure hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
But you just have to be careful with it.
Mm-hmm.
But you just stretch it along the fence. And